Hanul vor, ye vort vov, ye vok vuin sir po. Amen. Lent is a time for learning. It has always been a time for learning. I've always said this, and our church fathers for many years, centuries, have said this. And this year we're learning about stewardship. What is stewardship? Sometimes we think incorrectly that stewardship is only about collecting money, about raising money. But stewardship is so much more than that. Stewardship is an invitation to others to participate in a mission and in a vision. And we do this three ways. We do this with our treasure, with money. And this is a way of showing and sharing the blessings that we have been given with others. The second way is through time, demonstrating and showing to others and to God what is our priority, what is important to us, where do we put our time. And third, which we will speak about today, is our talents or the abilities that we have been given by God. And naturally, our talents are directly connected with money and with time. Because most of our talents that we have, we make money off of them. And most of our talents we use our time for. There is a story of Saint Euphrosinus. He's a Greek saint. And in this story, it tells us that he is a poor man who is illiterate. He cannot read and he cannot write. And he goes from village to village asking and begging for money and for food. And so one day, as he's going from village to village, he sees in the distance a monastery. And he goes to this monastery and he knocks on the door and they let him in and they welcome him in. And the abbot of the monastery, the father of the monastery, sees him and he talks to him and he finds out that he cannot read and he cannot write. And so he decides the only job that you are good for right now is cooking. So I will send you to the kitchen and you will be the cook for the monastery. Now all the other monks are happy about this because none of them wanted to be in the kitchen three times a day to go out and collect food and bring it in and then cook the food and then clean all the pots and pans and plates. So they were happy about this and they let Euphronius do this. One night, another priest in the monastery, who's an old priest, prays to God and he says to God, God, please, I want to see heaven one time before I die. And so he falls asleep and in his dream, he sees that he is in a huge garden. And in this garden, there are many, many different trees and fruits and plants. And he sees them in their bright colors and their beautiful scents. And so he sees all this and he knows that he is in paradise. He feels he is in the Garden of Eden. But then he sees in the distance Euphronius standing there. And he goes up to Euphronius and he says, Euphronius, why are you here? I prayed to God to be here. Why are you here? You're a cook. And Euphronius says that I am the steward of this garden. God has prepared this garden for all of those who are God's friends and love him. And I am here and I am in charge of it. And I find the food here and take it to my brothers to eat every meal. So then the priest says, well, I want some of this fruit. I want something. Can you give me something? Any one of these. And then he sees apples on an apple tree. And so Euphronius takes three apples and gives them to this priest. And they are redder than red, they are delicious, they are aromatic, and they are appetizing. And the priest is so excited that he's about to bite into it, and then all of a sudden he wakes up because he hears the bells of the church in the monastery waking him up for prayer. And he gets very upset. He says, I was in heaven, I was in paradise, and now I have to go to church. I have to go pray now. I was there with God, and now I have to go somewhere else. So as he gets up, he gets up out of his bed, and all of a sudden, three red apples fall on the ground. And he's surprised. And he wonders, was he really there? Or is this a trick by the devil, who is trying to always trick everyone? So he says, I'm going to go to Euphronius and ask him what happened. And he goes to Euphronius, and he asks him, he says, where were you this night? And Euphronius says with a smile, "Well, I was with you in the garden, and I gave you the apples to eat. Do you still have them?" And he says, "Yes, I have them." And he realizes that it was true, that he was really in heaven with God and in paradise. And so he runs, the priest. He runs to the abbot of the monastery, and he goes and tells him what happened. And then he runs to all, knocking on the doors of all the cells of the monks, telling them what happened. Now Euphronius, being a humble man, knows what's going to happen. They're not going to glorify God. They're going to glorify him. They're going to praise him. And so to avoid that praise and to show his humility still, in the cover of night, he sneaks out of the monastery and disappears. And we never hear of Euphronius ever again. We learn from the life of Saint Euphronius that we must use the talents that God has given us. God has given us talents to use that are not our own, but are given to us by God. And God can take those same talents away from us if we don't use them correctly. And we must do it so that our talents glorify God and not ourselves. So often the question we should ask is, when we are doing something with our talents, are we doing it so people talk about us, or are we doing it so that people talk about God and glorify him? We have a responsibility, and the two responsibilities in particular, when it comes to our talents. The first is, we have to focus on what has been given to us, and we need to improve those talents. This is usually the case with the youth. When they have a talent, they think they know everything. And they think that they don't need to work on those talents. "Oh, I can play the guitar. Watch." And they play the guitar and it sounds awful. But all the parents say, "Oh, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. Great." And then they don't think they have to practice anymore. And it's not just the youth. I'm singling them out. But most of us do this. We think we know what we know already, and we don't need to improve on that. But our talents that God has given us are like little seeds that are planted. We have to cultivate them. We have to water them. We have to treat them. We have to make them better. Because if we only think that we are good and we assume that we are good enough, then none of our talents will ever be good enough for God. None of our talents will ever be good enough so that God is glorified. And so whatever talent we have, we need to improve it and we need to make it better. The second thing, and probably the most important thing, that we do often is that when somebody else has a talent, we usually become jealous of that person. We become jealous, even if they have the same talent as us. When you put two singers together, and I'm not talking about our choir, when you put two singers together, or two artists together, or two of any profession together, and you ask them their opinion, you will notice they will always try to outdo each other and try and say, "Oh no, you need to do this. No, no, you have to do this. No, 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 no." And then they always try and show that they're better in that area. And this goes with priests too. It's not just other professions. You put two priests in a room. This is why you have one priest per church. Okay? You don't have more than one. So the fact is, we cannot be envious of someone else's talents. And when another talent is needed, we should not assume that we can do that. As I said, when they need help in the kitchen to cook, you do not see me running in there to help. I can do very few things in the kitchen because I know what my talents are and I know that is not one of them. And I do not try to show that I can do that. Likewise, singing is not one of my strong suits. It's not one of my talents. I do not volunteer to sing at concerts or other things. I have other talents that I know are good, and I work on and I try to improve for God's glory. This is the same thing that each of us should do, is find out what our talents are and focus on those and not worry about anyone else. Deacon Nishtet, I don't call it a talent, but the blessing of height. I will never, ever, ever try to be that height, no matter how much I try. But I can put stilts on, but that won't look very good. But I do not am not envious of his talent or his blessing. Likewise, the talents and the blessings that each of us have must be used for God's glory and not to create division or jealousy or envy amongst us. So as Christians, it may be easy and usually the default to dedicate our time and our money. It's easy to dedicate money. And time, yes, I can volunteer time. But we sometimes think we don't have talents to give. We sometimes think, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do anything. Each of us have talents. The first thing is to work on them and to improve them, and it does not matter what age you are. Whether you be 8 years old or 88 years old, you can still improve your talents. And the second is that whatever talent we have, we must use it for the glory of God. Just as Saint Euphronius did. He could not read, he could not write, but he could cook. He could cook, and he showed that we could use our talents for God's glory. And we do this mainly through humility and love of each other. Amen.